Welcome everyone to the first Seder Beis Medrash. We're learning Sha'arei Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yoina, Sha'ar Aleph, Ois Vav. This is Shir number 9. We have discussed the importance of doing Tshuva right away, not waiting. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina tells us that you could have a person who does an Aveira, and he does Tshuva. And that's a normal situation. Ain't tzaddik baretz asher yaseh tov lo yechter. Most people will make mistakes. It's not a rule across the board. You have some tzaddikim, as the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis tells us that never did aveiros. But generally speaking, you'll have tzaddikim also who will make a mistake, do an aveira, but they'll do tshuva. You could have a person who will think to himself that, you know what, this rule, this mitzvah, this din doesn't make sense to me. I just can't wrap my head around it. I can't understand it. Therefore, I'm not going to accept it. That person who doesn't accept the mitzvah from Hashem, that person, says Rabbeinu Yoina, is a mishumad. That person is a mishumad for that mitzvah. He's an apikairis. He's an apostate. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, Va'ata bino shima zois, ki hu ikar gadol. Now he's talking to us, we have to contemplate and understand a very, very important rule. The rule is that we don't do the mitzvahs of Hashem because we understand them. We don't do what Hashem wants us to do because it makes sense to us. We do the mitzvahs of Hashem because Hashem says to do it. That's why we do mitzvahs. When it comes to learning, now that's our job, that's our time, when we are encouraged to understand to our greatest ability, when it comes to learning whatever we're learning. But in regards to doing the mitzvah, we do a mitzvah because Hashem says to do the mitzvah. Hashem is the commanding chief. End of discussion. Nothing to talk about. Emes hadavar ki yesh min hatzadikim shenichsholim b'cheit hashvom. Yes, it's true. It's true. Sometimes you have tzadikim who are also human and they stumble and they will utilize tshuva. As the pasuk says, ki adam ein tzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh tov lo'echta. Shlomo Melech in Koheles tells us that no one's perfect, that he'll be free from sin. Achein, however, such tzaddikim koyshim es yitzram me'as pa'am, v'im yiplu b'cheit pa'am aches lo yishnu loy. These tzaddikim, if they will fall 100 times to the Eitz Sahara, they will immediately pick themselves up, do tshuva, and not repeat it. And they blame themselves. They blame themselves. They don't blame others. They do tshuva. Person who blames someone else and does tshuva is not a real tshuva. Person has to blame himself. Why did I do this wrong? I fell prey to the Yetzer Hara. That's what it is. And then he does tshuva. Ach kol asher einenu nisa mi'cheid yodua. V'einenu mi'kabal al Nafshoy Lishamri Mimenu, but a person who does not accept upon himself to be careful from whatever chait he's involved with doing. He doesn't prepare himself and protect himself from not falling again, even if it's of the what's called Avoinois Hakalim. Now every Aveira, every transgression, every Isser that a person transgresses, technically speaking, should be off with his head. The Melech, as the Ramchal tells us, the Melech says to do something. What does it mean? I don't listen. But nonetheless, you have different levels of mitzvahs. So even if a person, when we're discussing here, ach kol ashrei neinu nisa mechait yaduah, if he's not careful with a certain chait, and even it's what's called an avera kal, it's not the worst aveiros. Afal pi shu nizu mikol aveiros v'toira. Even though this person is careful with every other mitzvah, this person Chazal in Chulin and Avdalid Amadeus tells us this person is called a Meshumad. Koro Chachmei Yisrael, a Meshumad. He's an apostate. Doesn't believe in a specific halacha. He's a Meshumad. There's Poshim Nimna V'Godla Avonim Insoi. He's counted. It's considered to be a Poshaya. That he intentionally does this Avera and his chait is too great to bear. And explains Rabbeinu Yoina about such a person. Imagine you have a master, that was the Mishalim back then, with the Eved and the servant, and the servant says, I'm going to do everything you say I should do. No, let's not go too far. You have a soldier. You have a soldier who tells the general, I'm going to do everything you say to do. But one thing, if this one thing you tell me, I don't like it so much. That's going to be a soldier? He's going to get court-martialed. He's going to jail. Such a person breaks the yoke of responsibility. And this person is not doing everything else because of the responsibility of listening to his master. He's doing it because it makes sense to him. And that's a very, very dangerous, slippery slope. We don't serve Hashem because it makes sense to us. We serve Hashem because Hashem says to do something. Concludes Oisvav over here, Rabbeinu Yoina, and says, such a person will get upon himself the Arur, the curse, Asher lo yokim es divrei haTorah zois la'asos oisam, that this person will be cursed, Asher lo yikabel al nafshoi l'kayim kol divrei haTorah meirosh v'ad soif, that the person will be cursed because he does not accept to do all the mitzvahs of Hashem from the beginning to end. This person will fall in the category of Arur Asher lo yokim es divrei haTorah hazois la'asos oisam. Person has to accept upon himself, I'm here to serve Hashem. I'm an Eved Neman. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That means I accept to do everything. Everything means everything. And I'm not here to ask questions on Hashem. That's what it means to be an Eved Hashem.